The attack on the USS Stark was really a double tragedy. It happened during the Iraq War, and an Iraqi pilot fired a missile into the side of our missile frigate, the USS Stark, and 37 American sailors died in an awful inferno that followed. Actually, one of the reasons for the tragedy wasn't even so much the missile. It appears now that someone had turned off a vital alarm, one that actually could have alerted the crew in time to respond. Well, there's the double tragedy. The American sailors died, yes, but none of them had to. An attack was underway, and the alarm was off. Well, wait a minute, let's be careful, because you and I might be making that same mistake. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about never turn off the alarm. At the moment you committed your life to Christ, God actually activated inside of you this flawless internal guidance system. He's called the Holy Spirit. The guidance system is described in John 16, verse 8, which says this: "When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment." So the Holy Spirit is this alarm system that lets us know when we're crossing or when we're about to cross God's boundaries. Then in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, we find our word for today from the Word of God. It simply says, "Do not quench the Spirit." Man, this is a blazing warning. It says, don't turn off God's alarm. It could be that knowing what only God knows about you, he is sounding one more alarm in your life through our visit today. This could be an alarm. That's a sobering thought. The Holy Spirit in you has been warning you about the compromises you've been making long before you tuned in today, about those things he's been trying to pull you away from, or that sin you've been trying to justify. He's been making you feel uncomfortable about some of those wrong choices. He knows where they're going to take you. He sees the destruction that's headed right for you, and you don't. He's sounding the alarm. Please listen to God the Holy Spirit. The alarm's been going off as you've been telling less than the truth, or as you've been saying hurtful things in anger and frustration. That alarm's been going off as you've been flirting with that sexual sin, or maybe even as you've committed it. Or as you've talked about what you never should have talked about. Or you've been watching what you never should have watched, or listening to what you never should have listened to. It could be that you felt that alarm in the middle of criticizing somebody, backstabbing, and the Holy Spirit is saying inside of you, don't do this. He has sounded the alarm. And honestly, you have felt this spiritual heartburn that is trying to pull you the other way. It's a frightening thing that you can actually quench the Holy Spirit and become immune to his warnings. You say, oh, that's good. Yeah, I'd actually like to be immune to it. No, it's deadly. When you turn off the warning system of the Holy Spirit, when you quench the Spirit, it will lead you to spiritual death and destruction, because you will end up going farther than you ever thought you'd go, staying longer than you ever thought you'd stay, and paying much more than you ever thought you'd pay. If the missile of sin's destruction is headed your way, I guarantee you the Holy Spirit's alarm is going off in you now. Turn off the alarm, and the price will be too high to pay. Respond to the alarm, and you'll be able to get out while you can.